Come on and come early. I love ones. I'll see you then.
From ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Obama is challenging 5,000 struggling U.S. high schools to lower their dropout rates. If they do, they'll be entitled to $900 million in federal money. However, the money would only come if schools agreed to drastic changes, like firing the principal or the teachers.
If a school continues to fail its students year after year after year, but doesn't show any sign of improvement, and there's got to be a sense of accountability.
From the White House, here's ABC's Ann Compton.
What worries the president is the cost to society when kids drop out of high school unprepared for solid jobs. He warns they have more family problems and more difficult lives if they don't finish their one chance at high school.
President Obama has had his annual physical. For one thing, says Press Secretary Robert Gibbs, his cholesterol is too high. And for another, he's still lighting up.
While he's quit smoking, he is... occasionally falls off the wagon when it comes to that, and like many who have struggled with kicking that habit.
The president blames his cholesterol problems on the White House chef. Senator Jim Bunning refusing to go along with a plan to extend unemployment benefits because it adds to the federal deficit. He says he wants the extensions to be paid for, not just added on to the debt. The death toll in Chile after the earthquake officially stands at 723, 19 people still missing. Who knew that the economy could lead to fewer shark attacks? Here's ABC's Matt Gutman.
This year, shark attacks in the U.S. plummeted over 30%. The report's off. University of Florida's George Burgess said the number of sharks hasn't changed, but the economy may have reduced the number of swimmers.
The number of tourists, the amount of gas one was willing to spend to go to the beach and so forth.
Regardless, the chances you might be killed by a shark are
approaching infinitesimal.
You're 10 times more likely to die of a lightning strike. Matt Gutman, ABC News, Miami.
Markets, Dow up 75 points, NASDAQ up 35 just before the close. You're listening to ABC News.
Want to lower the cost of doing business?
Keep your data safe and easily accessible.
Barracuda Networks can help.
The Barracuda Backup Service is the only data storage solution that combines on-site hardware for rapid restores and cloud-based storage for disaster recovery. At just 50 cents per gigabyte per month and advanced deduplication technology to significantly reduce storage space requirements, the Barracuda Backup Service is the most affordable and efficient data storage solution for any size business. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM for your free evaluation unit. 888-ANTI-SPAM. Or visit Barracuda.com.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says that vaccination is the most important thing you can do to protect you and your family from H1N1. Walgreens is here to help you have a healthy new year. H1N1 vaccinations are now available every day at all 7,000 locations nationwide for $18. So stop in today. Walgreens, there's a way to stay well. Vaccines subject to availability and may be covered by your insurance. Federal, state, age, and health condition related restrictions may apply. See pharmacy or visit walgreens.com/flu for details.
It's only one runway, but it means a lot of problems. The main runway at New York's JFK Airport is now closed for 4 months of repairs. ABC's Jim Hickey has more on how that might affect you.
Kennedy Sarah, wind 320 at 16.
The main runway at New York's Kennedy Airport is one of the longest in the world, and its reach extends far beyond the airport boundary.
Kennedy Sarah, runway position and hold.
With the runway closed for repairs, ripple delays are probable at airports all across the country. Several airlines have cut their JFK schedules by 10%, meaning fewer seats into New York available, which may mean higher prices for tickets. Jim Hickey, ABC News.
Officials in San Diego have been searching a local park and a pond after a 17-year-old girl disappeared last Thursday. San Diego County Sheriff Bill Gore says a suspect has been picked up who may be linked to another investigation.
We had an assault December 27th in the same park. The description's similar. We'll be showing a photograph, obviously, of Mr. Gardner to the victim in that assault. She is out of state, but that'll be done in the near future.
17-year-old Chelsea King went for a jog in that park, hasn't been seen since. The main bassist for Hall & Oates has died. T-Bone Walk played on hits like Man Eater. He was only 58, but suffered an apparent heart attack. He had been working on a solo album with Daryl Hall. This is ABC News.
A moonlight carriage ride down a cobblestone road. But you're twitching from the itching, squirming from the burning, and with every bump, the pain drives you insane.
Ugh, I should have used Preparation H.
Preparation H cream with maximum strength pain relief still relieves burning and itching and adds maximum strength pain relief on contact. It's the most complete Preparation H relief ever.
Don't you love carriage rides?
Ah, I do now.
Preparation H cream, pain relief on contact. Use as directed.
I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
KGO Radio News Time 105. Good afternoon, I'm Brett Burkhardt. You can remove the word elect from his title. John Perez has been sworn in as California's new Speaker of the Assembly. Another officer involved in last week's standoff at a home in Fresno County has died. Officer Javier Bajar was taken off life support today. An investigator with the Sheriff's Department was also killed. The gunman was found dead inside the home. He was being investigated for a series of arson fires. Charges have been filed against 10 alleged San Francisco gang members and associates in connection with three murders in the Bayview District since 2006. With a KGO 24-hour traffic check, it's Matt Kellogg.
And we got a couple things going on right now. We're going to go ahead and start in San Francisco, where we're looking at some pretty slow traffic. And right now, you're backed up onto the Bay Bridge because we have some road construction at the bottom of 5th Street, rather 4th Street. Traffic backed up onto the freeway. Take 7th Street if you can. This report brought to you by Brandman University, part of the Chapman University system. Find out about Brandman's limited-time $500 scholarship. But hurry, classes start March 29th. Visit Brandman.edu today. The Bay Area's best traffic coverage, always available at KGORadio.com. I'm Matt Kellogg, KGO Radio News.
Partly sunny this afternoon, rainy and windy tomorrow, occasional showers for Wednesday, and it'll be dry on Thursday. It's 56 in San Francisco. I'm Brett Burkhardt, KGO Radio News.
Hi, everybody. Dr. Dean Adell here. Welcome to the program. All right, let's start with this. We can't avoid it. Two things on this subject. First, it is American, isn't it, that we openly tolerate any faith that you can come up with. And man, we've extended that definition, haven't we? So no matter what your religious belief is, you have a right to practice it freely. Is that right? Well, why is there so much intolerance for people who put their faith not in God, but in other things? Why do they not have equal rights, whether you're talking about agnosticism or atheism? Well, it turns out what's setting this off is officials from the Justice and Health and Human Services Department met with representatives of a secular coalition, an umbrella group that includes atheists and secular humanists. Coalition called the first time in history, you know, anybody in Washington has met with a policy briefing with the American non-theist community. Now, Obama was not there, so calm down, right? And all out of the woodwork come all these, quote, I'm going to clean up my language here. Let's just say religious people who call you, if you are a non-theist, right? If you are a non-theist, you are hate-filled, you are anti-religious, and you should be banned from the bleachers. And people of faith, especially Christians, have reason to wonder where the interests lie with meeting with these people. Now we have the answer. In an unprecedented move, leaders of an administration are hosting some of the biggest anti-religious zealots in the nation. Now, religious zealots are okay. Is that what you're saying here? I mean, this is amazing, these people revealing themselves for who they are. In the name of their religion, they mean to suppress all others with any other religious view. This is un-American, friends. No? Over 13% of the population is non-religious, including freethinkers, atheists, rationists, humanists, etc., and said the group, we are committed to the separation of church and state, any arguments, and to equality for non-believers in the political arena. Religious speakers must not continue to be given special privileges. ABC News says there were three issues on the agenda. I wonder how you feel about it. The use of faith healing on children, which is described here as child abuse. Okay, we've dealt with those cases, and I think we're all in agreement. The pervasive religious atmosphere in the U.S. military, that's a very interesting one and I think is undeniable, and faith-based initiatives. So that's it. What upsets you? But the thing is, when you make these statements, you get judged, which is why people think, have thought, that conservatives may not be as smart as liberals. And now you have this blockbuster article. I got to tell you, I'm not prepared to make that statement based on the article, but it sure was carefully done, and I will leave to other talk shows who want to argue about this. I just thought I'd hippity-hop through it. I've read it, and, you know, I have to be fair. In a scientific point of view, it doesn't completely prove it that liberals are smarter than conservatives, but they followed kids for a long while, and found that people who identified themselves as liberal or atheist had higher IQs. And it applied all this applied also to sexual exclusivity in men, but not in women. I'll tell you that in a second. And the IQ difference was statistically significant, but not stunning. An order of 6 to 11, 11 points. Do not make stereotypes here, because there's some really dumb liberals and some very, very smart conservatives. That's really important when you see studies like this. And, you know, women, because they have to get pregnant and additional years to care for kids, it makes sense for them to want a steady mate to provide their resources. Now, I said before that conservatism is closer to biology than liberalism, based on evolutionary principles. And that is actually supported here. I just was saying it off the top of my head because it just made sense to me. It says here, explaining some of this. It helps life to be paranoid, and because humans are paranoid, they become more religious and they see the hand of God everywhere. This is the guy who wrote the article. Participants who said they were atheists had an average IQ of 103 in adolescence, while adults who said they were religious averaged 97. Atheism allows someone to move forward and speculate on life without concern for the dogmatic structure of religion. Once again, this shouldn't get you too upset. The study takes the American view of liberal versus conservative. Now, this is interesting because as it goes on, criticism of the study is most people don't know what a liberal is or what a conservative is, really. You have no idea when you ask people. Liberal is concern for genetically non-related people and support for private resources that helps those people. Doesn't look at other factors that play into American political beliefs like, you know, abortion, gun control, gay rights. Liberals are more likely to be concerned about total strangers. Conservatives more likely to be concerned with people they associate with. And given that human ancestors had a keen interest in the survival of their offspring and nearest kin, the conservative approach, like looking out for people around you first, fits with the evolutionary picture more than liberalism. Study found young adults who said they were very conservative, average IQ of 95. Those who said they were very liberal, average, you know, 106. Now, neither of the authors, I have to say, one of the authors is a conservative and one of them is a libertarian. How about vegetarianism, by the way, got included in here? While not strongly associated with IQ in the study, has been shown to be related to intelligence in previous research, but once again, they didn't find that. And maybe unconventional preferences appeal to people with higher intelligence and can also be a means of trying to show your superiority. Now, I was one of those superior, holier-than-thou vegetarians, so I understand that. So this is going to cause a lot of people to get upset, but I'll tell you something, what I think is, I find that when you look at some really outrageous propositions in the media, you will find many of these incredibly, I think some of these incredibly stupid things that get said, you can attribute more to some very radical conservatives. Like today you have Robertson, Pat Robertson. He's saying that God is angrier with the Chileans than he is with the people of Haiti because they persecuted a great hero who rid their land of godless communists. So imagine, Pat Robertson's support of Pinochet is the reason he thinks that God is angrier with Chileans. I consider it to be dumb simply because God doesn't work that way. There are a lot of very, very nice people in New Orleans, in Haiti, God-fearing people, religious people. Well, why would God strike them down? It makes no sense, Pat. And then you have religious zealots here handing out leaflets that essentially say women who get raped deserve it because they have dressed wearing tight clothing. Even though nothing is showing, you are being ungodly, says this woman. You make men want to be sinful. So here's a leaflet they're handing out. Have you thought about standing before the true living God to be judged the way you're dressed? Now, they profile these women in here who got handed this and they're dressed like, you know, Victorian. Victorian times, conservatively. They're not showing any skin or etc. The sins of men are in part the fault of women, specifically women whose clothing is tight. Scripture tells us when a man looks on a woman to lust for her, he has already committed adultery in his heart. If you are dressed in a way that tempts a man to do this secret, you are a participant in the sin. No, this is not Iran, not Iraq, not Afghanistan. This is not the Taliban. This is in our cherished Western liberal democracies. What if my daughter had been a rape victim, says one person. I can't believe that a Christian, someone who walks in God's shoes, would have made this. So it's those kind of things that sometimes make certain people of certain persuasions just look like, where are these people coming from? You know, rape happens to 2-year-olds, to 92-year-olds. It's just not women in tight clothing. And then you have a real head twister here, and I just would simply introduce it as Utah's considering a bill that would criminalize illegal abortions. Now, abortion is legal. But here's a town, a woman, 17-year-old girl, she's 7 months pregnant, she pays a man she just met $150 to beat her up, kick her in the stomach to induce a miscarriage. Now, who do you put in jail? The fetus survived the assault, by the way. The attacker went to jail, but the girl, because it is not a criminal act to seek an illegal abortion, has created all these new curves and twists. And the question is, when is a woman criminally liable for trying to end a pregnancy through other means or self-infliction? And in terms of abortion rights, this has got everybody up in arms and taking sides. And it's tricky. Here's a case where a woman gets in a vehicle, goes on a wild ride over the speed limit, doesn't wear seatbelts, crashes. If fetus is killed, is she a reckless driver or is she a reckless mother to be who criminally ignored the safety of her fetus? Here's a case in Iowa. Also, a woman falls down the stairs at home, confided to emergency workers she wasn't sure she really wanted to have her kid. Though the woman did not immediately miscarry from the fall, she was arrested under a state law that makes it a criminal act to harm a fetus. Whew, these are complicated times we live in, don't we? Here's a better one. Here's a fellow goes to the mall, takes a picture of his kid, and you know, Thomas the Train, little Thomas ride. And the cop comes up to him because they're surveying the mall for pedophiles. The guy says, "It's my kid." Mind you, he's just taking a picture of a child in the mall. But he couldn't prove it was his kid. How would you prove your kid is yours? Come to think of it. Right? You might say, "Billy, tell the man you belong to me." No! Can you just see it? And this led to this whole brouhaha. The guy got off, and there were some apologies, but there was nothing that would make anybody think that this was pedophilia. Here's another one, smarter, not smarter. Cigarette smokers have much lower IQs than non-smokers. And the more you smoke, the lower your IQ. This is a study of 20,000 Israeli military recruits. So the study was done pretty cleanly. Young men who smoked a pack a day had IQ scores 7.5 points lower than non-smokers. Adolescents with poor IQ scores might be targeted for programs designed to prevent smoking. Maybe that would be more cost-effective. While there's evidence for a link between smoking and lower IQ, many studies rely on intelligence tests given in childhood, include people with mental and behavioral problems, both of whom smoke a lot. So this time, there's 20,000 18-year-olds recruited into the military in Israel. It didn't include anyone with mental health problems because those individuals are disqualified in Israel. And at some places, some ages, etc., the scores were very, 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 very different. And I'm thinking to myself, boy, if you turn this into a public health campaign, and you really make sure with billboards, et cetera, all over the place that smokers are dumber. I think a lot of smokers, I've been from brilliant smokers. Again, these are just statistics, friend. Really brilliant smokers, you know, might think to themselves, I don't want to be labeled. I don't want people to think that about me. I think there could be incentive here to try and quit. Cashmere toilet paper. I'm telling you, I'm looking at it. Well, and I, of course, the headline grabbed me. I started reading. We've talked before about how the softer your toilet paper, the more likely it's not using recycled trees, and how many trees and acres of forest every time you buy a roll. And yet, you know, I've seen recycled toilet paper with recycled products in them that seem just as soft. I don't know what this is about. It's about America, you know, where we just are not into using water as they are in Europe and other countries. So you fill in the blanks. But this particular product, it's a little bit of a con. They have woven in some cashmere fibers into what basically is regular, normal TP. And Waitrose is the brand. I don't know how this will catch on, but we'll see. I am not. Everybody's asking me about the Time magazine and the autism deal. We will get to that at another time, next program. But this one is a big argument because a prize-winning author here opened up a debate about a teenage sex, saying that girls are ready to have babies at 14 and blah, blah, blah. And she is getting blasted. Let me tell you something. Physiologically, the healthiest time in your life to have a baby is right after puberty. So girls of 14 and 15 are at the healthiest time in their lives to have a baby. I'm not suggesting it, but physiologically, okay, this author is right. All right, this is real, friends. How would you like to take an entire week of workouts, reduce it to 1 hour, and get the same benefit? That's right. Good support for it. We'll talk about that later on. 1-800-548-TALK. 1-800-548-8255. Coming right back.
Is your marriage in trouble? Has your spouse told you they're not in love with you anymore? Has there been an affair? Are you even considering separation or divorce? There is hope. I'm Dr. Joseph Melnick. As a husband for 40 years and a couples therapist for 25, I believe most marriages can be fixed. That's why I created the Us Factor, the program you can use to save your marriage in the privacy of your home. The Us Factor shows you how to fix what's wrong in your marriage: lack of communication, constant arguing, even painful affairs. You won't have to dredge up old arguments. Instead, you'll learn to use simple, powerful techniques that can change your marriage immediately. No one teaches you what to do when your marriage gets really tough, but I will in the Us Factor.
Call now and get five little things that can save your marriage free. 1-800-323-9846. 1-800-323-9846. Call now. 1-800-323-9846. 1-800-323-9846.
Blurriness, wavy lines, blind spot, these are all symptoms of a chronic condition called wet age-related macular degeneration, or wet AMD. It can develop quickly, and it's a leading cause of blindness in people 60 and older. March is AMD Awareness Month. Visit AMDAwareness.org to learn about your risk factors and how a retina specialist can help. Knowing the symptoms may save your sight. Learn what you need to know at AMDAwareness.org today. This message was brought to you by the American Society of Retina Specialists and Genentech.
Hey, remember walking barefoot on a bed of hot coals and racing through a briar patch to douse your flame-broiled foot in a pail of red-hot pepper juice? No? Well, maybe I was describing your last gout flare. That's pain you can't forget. But for information, you can go to gout.com and ask your doctor if there are better ways to fight for fewer flares by reducing the high uric acid that causes them. Over time, it could make gout flares an even more distant memory. Gout.com. Fight for fewer flares.
Spring's almost here. Get ready for beach weather. Get rid of your toenail fungus now. Call 1-800-NEW-TOES. Their doctors can eliminate the cause of toenail fungus using a patented new treatment in as little as one 30-minute session. Just ask their patients.
If you really want to have really great, beautiful toenails, I recommend that you do it, because believe me, it does work.
At 1-800-NEW-TOES, there's no prescription medication, no side effects, and no anesthesia needed. Here's Mike, who tried everything before the new toes treatment.
For 8 years, I put
the creams and the gels every morning did nothing. Well, it kept it at bay, but it never got rid of it. And now they are perfect.
At 1-800-NEW-TOES, every patient meets with a board-certified foot specialist. Get ready for spring. Call 1-800-639-8637 to schedule an appointment. Or go to 800newtoes.com and get rid of your toenail fungus now. With 6 locations throughout the Bay Area, there's an office near you. Call 1-800-NEW-TOES. Put your best foot forward.
Dr. Dina Dell, his intelligence will make you dizzy. So get on the medical merry-go-round. Ride the radio roller coaster with America's doctor. He's got your ticket. Just call 800-548-TALK. 800-548-8255.
Woohoo! Hi, everybody. Dr. Dina Dell here. Welcome to the program. All right, let's talk to Lawrence. How you doing, Lawrence?
Yes, this is Lawrence. I had a cerebral aneurysm back in 1990, and I have long hair, I've always did, and I haven't cut my hair since then, and I was wondering if any of the medications I'm taking could prevent my hair from growing.
Well, let's see. How do we know your hair is not growing? Because when, especially for a guy, when your hair gets to a certain length, the breakage, the death of some of the follicles, it kind of reaches a, you know, a steady state. So it really kind of depends where in the body we're talking about. Now, if you really care for your hair carefully, like we were in a place, where are we? In southern China last year, and the Yao minority. I hope I'm getting this right. You know, there are minority groups in China, of course, and they're allowed to have more than one baby. And in this particular area of China, a woman's beauty is simply the length of her hair. Now, these women, if they let their hair down, and it's getting to the point now where there are tourists visiting these areas, you know, sometimes you can induce them across their palm with silver, but in general, it's a very personal thing. But if they let their hair down, you know, it touched the ground. It's black, beautiful, long hair, but boy, do they care for their hair. It is protected and worn up all the time. It is, it's just, they really take good care of it. I think if the average woman just started letting her hair grow routinely, you know, slapping it against the shopping cart and just the normal abuse that her hair takes and the breakage and dryness, it would stop at a certain point. That's why hair in certain areas of your body doesn't get, you know, 4 feet long. So are you noticing that there's more hair in a brush or in the shower or something like that? Any bald spots?
There's always been hair, and I never use cream rinse because it seems like when I use cream rinse, it just gobs the hair come out. But like you said, when I do take a shower, I notice all kinds of hair. And when I brush my hair, I notice all kinds of hair. And it's my roommates even...
Yeah. Yeah. Well, here's the deal. And, you know, you hear hoofbeats, you think of zebras. And I told you that one day in Africa, one of the first nights, my wife and I are in the tent and we hear hoofbeats. And sure enough, it was zebras. But most of the time when you hear hoofbeats, you should think of horses first. We don't know that you're not losing it, you know, anyway. You know, you can lose your hair at any age, depending upon your genetics. And then, too, when you said medication, I'll tell you something. Yes, it is possible. I have no idea the medications you're taking. And I, you know, after an aneurysm, I'd have to think hard about what you would need in a chronic basis. Possibly the repair they did would require some anticoagulation, et cetera. I would take the drugs you're taking. I mean, here's the simplest thing in the world. Go to Google, type it in, and the word hair, and see what turns up. Because there are many, many medications that can affect your hair. So we'll go with that. All right, Sharon, this is Dr. Dell. Welcome to the program.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing great. I have a couple of friends, a woman and her daughter, and they are infested with what they think is Columbola mites. And they've been to various doctors, and the doctors tell them they have delusional parasitosis, or in other words, it's all in their head. And it's not. And so they're kind of left with treating themselves from the internet just because they don't know what else to do.
Yeah, now this isn't the same as that Morgellons disease, is it? Have you seen that, Namus? No, this is different.
No, because these are invisible mites.
Yes. Well, first of all, let's talk about it. There is such a thing. It is the weirdest deal of, you know, hallucinatory parasites, mites, and worms that do not exist, I'm afraid. And it's real to that person. But why that person, why this thing becomes the mental distortion, if it's the stuff I'm thinking of, and I'm gonna, you know, this is gonna be a soft answer, Sharon, because I'm more familiar with Morgellons and the evidence of scraping and looking. If you don't see a mites are not invisible. They can get very tiny, but they're not invisible. And you know, any dermatologist would scrape a lesion, look under the microscope, and you don't see mites, you don't see mites. But why the brain picks, if this is a case, if it is in their heads, which it can be. And it's real to them. Don't blame them. But why the brain picks this particular type of hallucination? I met people perfectly rational, but they just believe there's all kinds of critters crawling under their skin. I find it fascinating, and I don't have a cure, except I'm not a believer in that Morgellons deal. All right, 1-800-548-TALK. Work out for an entire week or work out for an hour. You choose. I'm Dr. Dina Dell.
This is the update from the KGO Radio Newsroom. A second officer shot in the standoff near Fresno last week has died of his injuries. A third officer has less serious injuries. John Perez, a Los Angeles Democrat, today became Speaker of the State Assembly. Insurance Commissioner Steve Poizner today officially signed the papers to become a candidate for governor. Los Angeles County's elite urban search and rescue team is headed to Chile today. They'll take doctors, engineers, dogs to sniff for bodies. And Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is on her way to Chile, bringing 20 satellite phones. She says that's a down payment on what the U.S. will give. This is KGO Radio News.
Gene Burns here. Are the winter blahs getting you down? I know the place to get a sneak peek at spring. Mother Nature's finest season is debuting right now in Sonoma Valley. It's real wine country. It's a paradise less than an hour from San Francisco. You get exclusive previews of lush green fields, blooms of yellow mustard, and all the fresh air that you can breathe. Add to that great wine and a fantastic meal at Sonoma's El Dorado Kitchen, and you'll understand and appreciate why Sonoma birds are already singing. Whenever you visit, Sonoma Valley makes an enchanting getaway. Whether it's a raucous girls' weekend with spa treatments and champagne, or a quiet weekend unwinding, great lodging abounds. Spa resorts, B&Bs, country inns, it's your choice in Sonoma Valley. Real wine country does exist. Visit SonomaValley.com today.
There's a lot of talk about cancer these days, but when it comes to prostate cancer, many people don't want to talk about the treatment because the side effects can sometimes be as concerning as the diagnosis. That's why many prostate cancer patients turn to El Camino Hospital. Our leading-edge experts work closely with each patient to choose the best treatment. We look at the patient's disease stage, fertility issues, and potential complications. In addition to chemotherapy and other non-surgical options, we offer traditional surgery and minimally invasive robotic surgery. Robotic-assisted prostate surgery helps minimize pain, scarring, and side effects. We now also offer CyberKnife radiotherapy, a cutting-edge radiation treatment that involves no cutting at all. El Camino Hospital is tough on prostate cancer and easy on you. That's something to talk about. For more information, visit www.elcaminohospital.org. That's elcaminohospital.org.
After being sold out for 5 months, Black Stallion Winery releases its 2007 Oak Knoll District Syrah. Black Stallion winemaker Elaine St. Clair is passionate about Syrah, as am I. And I think you'll find the 2007 vintage well worth the wait. It's loaded with layers of complex flavors that pair with most savory dishes, even spicier dishes such as barbecued ribs. To introduce you to this elegant Syrah, Black Stallion Winery is offering KGO listeners 15% off purchases of 6 bottles or more and 20% off 12 bottles or more through the end of February. Only 540 cases of this 2007 Oak Knoll District Syrah were made. With the following this Syrah has, I suggest you move quickly. Black Stallion wines are sold only from the winery or through their website. So call Black Stallion Winery at 888-BSW-NAPA or visit blackstallionwinery.com.
You help keep hope alive when you support Hope Services in Silicon Valley and the Central Coast, a valuable community asset for over 55 years. Nonprofit Hope Services provides programs and services to nearly 3,000 children, adults, and senior citizens with developmental disabilities. Their services include employment, job and mobility training, professional counseling, community living services, adult day programs, and more. Hope also operates several businesses such as labeling, packaging, and assembly. You'll find out more at hopeservices.org. Hopeservices.org. Your help builds hope.
Your Toyota dealer is committed to your satisfaction. They've extended their hours and added associates to take care of your service needs, answer questions, and address your concerns.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to the program. Just during the break, I looked up the woman called about the mites, and indeed it is the latest incarnation. See, sometimes when diseases get going and then it turns out it's not true, it's not real, they change the name of the disease to keep the, you know, keep all the groups and interested parties involved, and it is a spin of this Morgellons thing where people feel they're being invaded by parasites and bugs. And these mites are everywhere. Springtails. That's what in the back of my brain, because I know the world's expert in this. And then the theory went, oh, it's these springtails, which are maybe the most abundant arthropods on Earth, really. They're that common. And there's a paper, I just read a paper during the break, where to a couple of nurses who thought they had this, and if there's anything here, it would be you're allergic to maybe some of the products that these organisms secrete. They're in the dirt. They're everywhere. And they tested these women. They could find no evidence of any antibody response, no evidence of any of these Columbola's proteins, and no evidence of the mites themselves. So, you know, the proof is in the pudding. So you got to come up with that. So from my perspective right now, no, I don't think it... it exists. All right, let's talk about this. An entire week of exercise in an hour. Now we're talking. And you know, a lot of people misconstrue my attitude about exercise. It's just simply that you go out, you know, you're hesitant and you go out and you buy a treadmill. You're just not going to use it. You got to find some activity that you enjoy and you're willing to stick to. It doesn't do any good just to do it for a month. You know what I mean? Get involved, get active. Anyway, this is on interval training. And some heavy-duty research here saying, indeed, you might be able to squeeze a week's workout into less than an hour, but you got to be careful. And there's been a lot of studies on these, usually in young, healthy people, and they want to see how older, less fit people do with this. It means you work very hard for a few minutes, rest periods between the sets, and mostly we test people running or biking, but other sports, rowing, swimming should also work. And they say here, try four sessions lasting 4 minutes each, 3 minutes of recovery between, unless you're an elite athlete. You do not go all out. That's not the point of interval training. You don't run as hard or fast as you can. You should be a little out of breath, but you shouldn't have that obvious feeling of, oh my God, I'm exhausted. I have to lie down. British U.S. officials recommending people get, you know, 2.5 hours a week of moderate exercise, and that's mostly sedentary people. And, this could be, you know, it says here officials have been too afraid of recommending intenser training for fear it would be too much for some people. It's the same deal. We don't recommend alcohol for your health because some people it might be too much for them and they might become alcoholics. So we don't give you the advice. And I think we have to lower our fear level here and say the greater good is what we're trying to serve. And you got to use common sense here. Compared to people in normal exercise routines like jogging, they showed that interval training can double your endurance, improve your oxygen use and strength by more than 10%, and your speed by 5%. Even elderly and heart patients found they had better oxygen use and fitness after doing interval training. They say, please consult someone who understands this. Consult your doctor who may not understand this, so you might have to, you know, up the ante to a good trainer or a sports medicine doctor before you start any fitness program, of course, especially interval training, because you push your heart a little bit like you don't normally push it, you can get yourself in trouble. Okay. Let's talk to Ryan. How you doing, Ryan? Welcome to the program.
Hi, Dr. Dean. I'm a big fan. I even like your video segments you do on our local news here in the Bay Area. My question is, I don't know what I can say on the radio, so I'll try and keep it G-rated. Okay. In my private area, at the very bottom of it, in between my legs, occasionally I'd say once a week I get a muscle cramp that occurs there, but I'm not doing any physical activity. It actually occurs 100% of the time when I'm driving the car, and I'm wondering if it's something that's an effect of what I've done before I got in the car, or if it's in my seating position, or if I need to have it looked at if it's something more serious.
Yeah. Now, what made you say muscle cramp? Have you felt a muscle that's cramp? Like, when I feel a muscle cramp in the bottom of my foot or my calf muscle, it's cramped. I can feel the muscle. Or does it feel like a muscle cramp, or have you felt a muscle cramp?
You know, I've tried to feel. I can't say it feels like a muscle cramp. I know exactly what you're saying. I get the same type of thing in my calf every now and then, and it gets tight. No, I can't honestly say I've felt it that way, but the pain is that way, and it comes really gradually. It comes on gradually. I can feel it to the point where I'm like, oh, no, here it comes. And I don't know how severe it will be, and it goes away probably within about a minute of it. The whole process takes less than a minute. But
yeah, well, you say that this, you imply to me that this often follows a sexual act. Is that true?
No, I'm talking about just coming home from work.
yeah, okay. Well, I think that's worthy of investigation only because, first of all, there's a thing called referred pain, and that's always something to consider. The classic example, of course, you're having a heart attack, where do you feel it? In your left arm, or your left jaw, or your tongue. So you can get referred pain in this part of the body. In other words, you can get pain in that region actually coming from your testicles, coming from your prostate gland, and other structures. I would be concerned about kidney stones causing. I've had men describe kidney stones or bladder stones that get into that it's felt in that particular area. And of course, once again, you're leading me down the path of it is not a muscle cramp. It is something else. So, you know, this would take a quick ear analysis, a pokey with the doctor, you know, and just to put your mind at ease. I have gotten many, many complaints from men over the years complaining of symptoms like this that, you know, they come, they go. We never get to the bottom of it. To my knowledge, they are usually not associated with anything serious. And yet, you look in a standard textbook of, you know, for the symptoms that are likely with some of the conditions I mentioned at the beginning. And indeed, it is possible. So I, you know, just the quickie and just run it by your doctor. I mean, the odds are there's nothing wrong, but I gotta say that to you. All right, Charlene, Dr. Adele here.
Hello, Dr. Adele.
Yes.
Yes, I have an issue with my eyes, and a few months ago I noticed a black floater in my right eye.
Mm-hmm.
I waited till I saw my eye doctor, and he examined my eye, and he said there was nothing, no retina damage or anything else.
Good.
But he didn't really tell me what the problem was. And
yeah, well, you have something very common, and I, because the eyeball is one of the most objective organs in the body, how come you never hear about alternative medical techniques in the eye? You know, the phony baloney eye exercises, which we spend billions on, all those phony ads, they're kind of gone now. The feds finally caught up with them. Very objective organ. You call me with something like that, the doctor looks in, sees a floater, no retinal detachment, no vitreous detachment, nothing else, then welcome to the world of floaters, because they are, I look at them kind of like wrinkles on our face. It's very common. There's folds and debris that accumulates in a clear jelly-like substance in your eye. There's nothing to do. They often go away by themselves, or you get used to it. You'll find certain situations where they are worse. Any flashing lights, so any sudden cascades of sparklers and things, or shadowy things, you go back to the eye doctor, and you did the right thing getting it checked out by an eye doctor. So I got to run. 1-800-548-TALK. 1-800-548-8255.
BevMo presents the 5-cent sale word, deal. In fact, if you look up the word deal in the dictionary, it says, buy one bottle, get the second for just 5 cents, e.g. BevMo's 5-cent wine sale. Well, not really, but you get the point. BevMo's 5-cent sale is on. Choose from more than 200 great wines, like Callaway Cabernet, Behringer Sauvignon Blanc, and Zolo Gaucho Select Malbec. Club Bev members buy one bottle, get the second for just 5 cents. Deal Mo and save Mo at BevMo.
Every couple has their own approach to saving money.
I am a full-time teacher and part-time belly dancer.
I'm in charge of the budget. I know how much things cost.
Finger cymbals, beaded skirts.
But how about car insurance?
Oh, we don't have all the answers.
That's why State Farm agents will do a free discount double check, turning 10% here, 15% there, into real savings.
I was looking to save some bucks somewhere.
State Farm agents call that being there to help keep more of your money in your pocket. Talk to one today. State Farm is there. Discounts may vary state to state.
Obviously, the ethical issue was the major drive.
That's the actual voice of someone who reported software piracy. Why did you report software piracy?
Knowing what software takes in terms of development, teaching, programming myself, understanding the time involved in that, people are due what they charge for the software, and people should abide by that.
Report software piracy confidentially, and you may be eligible for rewards of up to $1 million. Visit www.nopiracy.com. Otherwise, call 1-888-NO-PIRACY. Also, you can use Bing or Google and simply input BSA.
With its unique combination of high resale value and 3-year, 36,000-mile no-cost maintenance, the 37-mile-per-gallon Mini Cooper is a smart buy. You could say it delivers fiscally prudent, environmentally sensitive, flat-out, full-on, gopher-broke, no-holds-barred, white-knuckle, go-kart handling, motoring excitement starting at $19,500. Or you could just say it's a smart buy. Right now, get 1.9% APR financing on all 2010 models. Learn more at miniusa.com/info.
MSRP includes destination and handling, excludes license, registration, taxes, and options.
With all the rewards of running a small business, there's also plenty of risk that goes with managing employees and complex programs. And for my company, I wouldn't want to risk it without Administaff. I'm Phil Panzarella, Administaff client, president and CEO of CPS Professional Services in Virginia. When a complicated workplace issue took us off guard, we could have easily landed in hot water. But thanks to Administaff, I had the resources and guidance to do right by my workforce and safeguard my business, so we could stay on track to double our revenues in 2009, just like we plan to do again this year. CPS provides quality solutions to optimize performance for government agencies and the private sector. So I know firsthand the added value that a full-service team like Administaff brings to the equation. It will truly transform your business.
CPS Professional Services is just one of many recent Administaff success stories. Let's get started on yours. Call us at 877-273-6007 or download the top 10 HR strategies to lead the recovery at Administaff.com.
Hi, everybody. Dr. Dinadel here. Let's talk to Bob. How you doing, Bob? Welcome.
I'm doing great, and I've got one question and one comment about earlier topics in today's show. One, I am curious if the need that I keep encountering for what I call religious supremacist bigotry might in some way be related to the placebo effect, because we have that need to have the illusion we have control in our lives. And the other is, I wanted to comment on your point about interval training. I'm a spin instructor who also had a heart attack in my 20s, although my arteries are clear. And I've been doing exactly what you described for years, gently bringing people on to get uncomfortable but not fall off the bike and then recover and then go again. And you know, my only rule in my class is they have to be safe and pay attention to their body, and if it tells them not to go there, don't go there. And I've had a lot of success with that approach, because you build up other factors, you know, the overall leg strength that you need, teaching them how to breathe, you know, maintain the oxygen levels in their blood and get them focused on other things. But the interval training really does work. You just need to do it safely and use some common sense.
Listen, couldn't agree with you more, because if you think about the bottom line here, what you're doing is you're getting the heart rate up, and if you happen to have an undetected heart disease, if you have an engine that's old or weak, you don't rev it up 6,000 RPM, see how it's doing, right? That's just look very careful. It's done in a facility, in a doctor's office, where we have access to equipment in case something goes down. And so I like the fact that you're doing this as a knowledgeable instructor, and that's what I just would urge for, especially this interval training deal. In other words, you're supposed to get yourself checked up before any kind of an exercise program for obvious reasons, and even though we can miss stuff. But getting involved with someone like yourself knows what he's doing, You know, it's really important to protect your health. You'd hate. I mean, there's all kinds of. There's a thing today about Olympic. The Olympic Winter Olympics finished, and about these major athletes, they have higher rates of heart problems later on. There is a limit to what your heart is capable of. Well, no, put it this way: your body is capable of extraordinary feats. You know, you see that every day. Pick up a newspaper; the things people do—it's astounding. But that doesn't mean it's good for you. Doesn't mean it's going to extend your life where your heart is happy. A certain amount, your heart is happy. So too much is too much, and too little is too much. There's too little. Did I get that right? The point is moderation. An old message from this program, and your other comment. I find that interesting. Yes, I find that very, very interesting. And I guess the spin I would, the next step in your thinking, I would say, is why is it that so many religions need to convert the rest of us? Why is it some religions are happy to be left alone and just practice their religion? And why are there others? And I think probably the most insecure ones are the ones who need to convert the most. And we all do that, don't we? We all do that. With our favorite restaurant or movie or whatever, we gain a self-aggrandizement and self-interest and self-security, and our self-esteem probably rises when we think we can induce other people to like the same things that we do. It's a basic human insecurity. This article we did the other day about human personality was fascinating. It said the most universal quality of human personality is to want to be liked by other humans. As simple as that. So there, maybe something to that. That article, of course, is getting a lot of play in the talk shows, and we don't have to go there or let them all argue about it. And you might find me a little more open-minded on it than you think. Okay, let's talk to Maria. How you doing, Maria?
I'm fine. I would like to ask you, Doctor, what do you think about vision preventive vitamin?
Well, I'm not. Why would you want to prevent your vision? That doesn't sound like a good thing. Well, it's going to be dark.
The name was given to me. I haven't seen how it's written, but vision. If somebody has glaucoma or any macular degeneration, so just to stop the progress of that sickness.
Yes. I'm glad you asked the question very intelligently, because there are a lot of people. I mean, the literature, the experiment from which all this is derived found that people who get more vitamins from their food and potentially from some vitamin capsules may have a lower rate of macular degeneration, not glaucoma, not these other kinds of things. There is no evidence that if you have it, it makes it better. Most of us don't believe the evidence that taking vitamin pills will do it, although there is a study which claims that, but something we definitely, by the way, feel that eating green leafy vegetables is the best way to go, because you get vitamins in there that are not found in the vitamins that you buy as pills. And if there isn't an effect here, as in many diseases, we find that vegetables and fruits are correlated with lower rates of the diseases. But then we try to give people vitamin pills and it doesn't work, which is kind of obvious, because the vitamin pills only have four or five vitamins in the fruit and vegetable. There's hundreds of different vitamins. We need to get this point across to people, because vitamin pills just have been found to be disastrous in general. Yes, there are places for them in specific areas. There are certain vitamins I would recommend to you depending upon your status. So I would eat green leafy vegetables and fruits first. We don't have any data from, because usually it's older people worried about macular degeneration. And while there is this one study that, found this one vitamin pill might be helpful, I'd need to see that repeated, because you never change your lifestyle based on a single study. And then, of course, when the study's done by the manufacturer, you get a little more skeptical. And once again, these are people who do this for a long time before they have a problem. So many folks extend that to thinking, if I have the problem and I take the vitamins, it'll go away or it won't get worse. And that's naive. That's not how it works. All right? 1-800-548-TALK. 1-800-548-TALK or 8255.
Despite difficult economic times, the IRS and state of California continue to be aggressive with their actions, levying more wages and bank accounts, auditing more tax returns, and attempting to shut down businesses that owe taxes. But if you owe taxes, have unfiled tax returns, or your return has been selected for audit, it is important to know your rights and options. I'm tax attorney Robert Goldstein, and whether you need an offer in compromise, audit representation, tax court or criminal tax representation, or even bankruptcy, my firm has the experience to help. We also help people every day who have credit card debt they can't afford to pay or are having difficulty keeping their home. We have successfully resolved thousands of cases, and there may never be a better time than now to settle and resolve your tax and debt problems. The law offices of Robert Goldstein are located throughout the Bay Area, and we always offer a free consultation. Remember, your privacy is only safe with an attorney. Call us toll-free 1-888-TAX-EXIT. That's 1-888-829-3948. 888-TAX-EXIT, and make it your last stop.
With over 100 destinations on 6 continents, Emirates can take you well beyond Dubai. You can now fly from San Francisco to Bangalore, Hyderabad, Mumbai, and 7 other cities in India. Discover more at emirates.com/destination quiz and enter to win 2 round-trip tickets to any of our over 100 destinations, including this one. Fly Emirates. Keep discovering. No purchase necessary. Ends March 31st. Visit website for details.
It's time to do something about your old cracked, discolored, or stained concrete driveway, patio, or pool deck. Call ACF Paverstone Experts to beautify your home. Call ACF Paverstone Experts toll-free at 1-877-223-6565. That's 1-877-223-6565. And be sure to visit us online at www.acfpaverstoneexperts.com. That's acfpaverstoneexperts.com. Now hiring experienced crews and sales.
Attention all car owners. Having trouble making your car payment? Owe more than it's worth? What would life be like if you lost your car or truck? Losing your vehicle is like losing your freedom. But now there's help. The Auto Relief Group has established a toll-free hotline to help lower your monthly car payments by as much as 50%. Call for your free consultation. Call toll-free 877-623-9189. That's 877-623-9189. We can help lower your payment by as much as half. Our trained experts will work directly with your lender to slash your payment. The consultation is free. The Auto Relief Group counselors have helped thousands who are stuck in a vehicle payment they couldn't afford. Call toll-free 877-623-9189. Call Auto Relief Group today for your free consultation. 877-623-9189. Find out how little you could be paying for your car. Call now. 877-623-9189. That's 877-623-9189.
Hi, everybody. Dr. Dinadel here. Welcome back to the program. Let's talk to Lance. Not a lot of time, Lance. What's going on?
Hello there. Hey, I have some questions. I have one of my daughters is always complaining that she's tired and can't get out of bed and everything. Of course, she's a teenager, so that's pretty typical. But we've had her thyroid checked a couple of times, and then I read this study about thyroidism and that the TSH level isn't the best way to check it. You need to check both T3 and T4. But then they talked about basal temperature testing.
Yes, good. I'm glad you went there, Lance. There's a whole bunch of alternative ways of testing the thyroid online, and they are completely nonsense. Why would you do something? A person stick a thermometer in their armpit or anywhere you can think to stick it and assume that's as accurate as blood tests. And yes, thyroid testing with blood tests is tricky. Only a pro should do it, but I'd be satisfied with the results you got. And your body temperature is not, I repeat, even though low thyroid will cause a drop in your body temperature, the way most people take body temperatures, you know, it's plus or minus 3-4 degrees. So absolutely not to be trusted. It's just one of those internet rumors that's still out there. I'm Dr. Dinadel. Join us on the next program. Till then, be well.
Shakespeare's timeless testament to the power of love explodes onto the stage with Ballet San Jose's stunning production of Romeo and Juliet. Dance to Sergei Prokofiev's brilliant score, performed live by Symphony Silicon Valley. This is ballet on a grand scale, with three acts of glorious spectacle featuring electrifying sword fights, a lavish masked ball, and a secret marriage and rendezvous in one of the most passionate romances in stage history. San Jose's Mercury News calls Ballet San Jose's production a classic not to be missed, the most textured and finely detailed Romeo in dance. The San Francisco Chronicle says this Romeo leaps to life. Romeo and Juliet plays February 27th through March 7th at the San Jose Center for the Performing Arts. Call 408-288-2800 or order online at balletsj.org using the promotion code KGO and take 10% off your ticket price. Romeo and Juliet. See it with someone you love. Presented in part with a grant from the City of San Jose.
Hey, the McNally proposal's ready.
The big one?
Yep.
We get McNally these numbers this instant, we make the sale.
We make our month.
We make our year.
All right, then push send already.
I did. It's taking forever. Oh, come on. Must be the spotty 3G coverage.
Told you we should have switched to Verizon Wireless.
Will your small business have 3G coverage when you need it most? Kick the small business blues by putting your business on the map. With Verizon Wireless, you get more 3G coverage than AT&T. And right now, buy one BlackBerry and get another one free. Like the new Wi-Fi-enabled BlackBerry Curve for just $29.99 after $100 mailing rebate debit card. Visit any store to speak with a small business specialist or call 1-800-BZW4BIZ today and put your business on the map.
Check, please.
Free phone must be of equal or lesser value. All phones require new two-year activation on a voice plan with data pack $29.99 or higher. Coverage details at VerizonWireless.com.
Hey, it's Gil Gross.